Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's interview is for all of you who are wondering, what's up at Groupon? I'll be speaking with Sunil Gupta, who was Groupon's first head of product. He'll be talking about the transformation that Groupon is undertaking and some of the challenges and opportunities along the way. Now, a few things to know about Sunil before we get started. He loves to build stuff from scratch. Prior to Groupon, he built products for Mozilla Labs, he blogged for MTV, developed television concepts for Sony Pictures, led trade efforts in Ghana, wrote speeches for Clinton's West Wing, and produced the Kahani Movement, an interactive film project which debuted at South by Southwest and which he presented at TEDx San Diego last year, which is where we met. So welcome, Sunil.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, I want to jump right into it and ask you, what the heck is going on at Groupon? You know, it seems like you all are trying to evolve from being kind of a social deal-of-the-day offering to a real engine of local commerce. So what's up with that, and why are you making this transformation?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you look back to the beginning of Groupon and what we wanted to be, I think that, you know, if you listen to Andrew Mason, our CEO, speak, and if you, you know, certainly during the conversations I had with him when I was, I was a product manager at Mozilla at the time when him and I met, and, you know, my wife and I decided to move across the country from San Francisco to Chicago to come join Andrew on this mission, and you know, we wouldn't have done that if the final vision was just to be a daily deal site. And I know that that's how some people and a lot of folks sort of that's the brand that we've sort of adopted, but that was never the end goal, and it still isn't the end goal. The end goal is, in a lot of ways, to sort of, you know, fuel the ecosystem of local and fuel the ecosystem of e-commerce. And I think that in doing so, we've always had a longstanding goal of just in general making life less boring. And the way that we can do that is by introducing you to new experiences. And so then the question is, like, how do we get there? And, you know, what is the path? And I think that, you know, having sort of this daily deal model helps solve one very, very specific problem for local merchants, which is that if you wanted to share your business with lots and lots of people, you know, and you wanted to get new customers, the paths that you had, the tools that you had to do that were sort of, in a lot of ways, high maintenance, you know, television, radio. And one of the things that we hear when we talk to merchants, to local businesses, you know, over my time here at Groupon, I've probably talked to at least a few hundred from all around the world. And every local business is different. But, I mean, one thing that you always hear, the common thread you almost hear from every small business owner is that they got into doing what they do because there's some craft that they love, that they enjoy. They love to cook, they love to bake, they love to sew. They got into their business for that reason. Usually what you don't hear is that they got into their business because they enjoy customer acquisition, or they enjoy the game of loyalty, or they enjoy sort of trying to figure out you know, how to advertise most effectively. Usually those things are just necessary evils. And so I think that the idea of being able to acquire thousands of new customers quickly was something that's very, very appealing to merchants and to our community. And I think that was sort of the beginning. But the challenges that lie ahead are, you know, in a lot of ways complex, and I think in a lot of ways the key to sort of, you know, taking our business and taking the industry to the next level, which is, you know, now that they've come to your business, number one, how do you get them coming in at the right time? You know, so as an airline, you know, airlines have always, or hotels have always been really, really good at sort of perfectly matching supply with demand. So they know how to play the yield management curve. to drop price at the right times or increase price at the right times. And they have sophisticated teams that are working on that based on the data. If you're a small business and you don't have those tools available to you, it's hard. It's hard to sort of compete in a lot of ways, and it's hard to sort of take advantage of sort of some of the opportunities that those tools can provide. So what if I could get you to come into a restaurant at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday when you have, very, very slow business, and yet you're still, as a small business owner, paying a lot for overhead? Those are the kind of tools that I think we need to do to get people sort of in the door at the right time. And the other piece is really getting them to come back. And, we know that people who, purchase Groupons do return back to the business. But I think it's a matter of getting that data into the merchant's hands and making sure that they have, full use of who these people are and, why they're returning and why they're not returning, so that makes you as a business owner a better business owner. So, closing that loop, I think, is also sort of really critical. And I think if we can solve those pieces, we've not only taken our business to another level, but I think in a lot of ways, we've solved, that's, I think, a complete suite of problems that every small business owner faces. And really, that's what I think that we really stand for and have stood for from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That seems like, quite a big step from maybe, like you said, kind of what people perceive you as today. And so how do you ensure that your customers, and I guess maybe I should ask about both merchants as well as consumers, how do you ensure that these groups really understand the full value that you're offering here, that it's not just about a single kind of transaction-based deal?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that I think that we want our customers to think about is we want customers to think about us when they're planning an experience. It doesn't matter if that experience is a restaurant with your loved one or if it's a weekend out to a destination. You want to take a road trip with your kids. Whatever it is, I think that we want you to think about Groupon first, and we want you to understand what our offerings are. And we are evolving the experience to sort of match that in a lot of ways. I mean, anytime you're planning an event or planning, weekend out, we want that to be the destination. And if you can come to us and we can always have the promise or fulfill the promise that we're going to have something for you to do, we're going to have something cool to offer you, then I think that's the value. That's what I think we stand for to our customers. And to merchants, I think it's the same thing. If you have excess supply, or if you have a restaurant that you want to get off the ground, you're looking for new customers, you're looking for more regulars, there's an opportunity for you to always have sort of your inventory in our ecosystem, and we can match that inventory to the right customers. Now, I think a key piece of making that happen is really by making the experience more personal. One of the things I've been working a lot on at Groupon over the past 3 years is personalization. Just making it so that, people are getting the right types of offers. And personalization is always a little bit tricky in our world because we want to introduce you to new things. So unlike Netflix or Amazon, where you can sort of say I'm a history buff or I like documentaries and continue to get that same sort of type of offer over and over again, we want things to be a little bit different. Just because you enjoy steak dinners or sushi dinners, I don't want to continue to give you that offer over and over again. That's just a boring service. So I want to make sure that I'm exposing you to new things. So being personal, but at the same time, being relevant. Being personal, being relevant, but also being serendipitous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I'm sure along this journey, some things have gone really well and some things have been more of a challenge. And so do you have an example of something that you pursued or like a new development that's really kind of stretched Groupon? And what have you learned from that experience of kind of, sticking your neck out and doing something that was a big risk?
Yeah. So, I think our getaways business, our travel business, in a lot of ways was risky just because, there are businesses out there that are basically trying to they're trying to do something meaningful in the travel space, but I think that, you know, what you see in the travel sort of in the environment is you have these online travel agencies, you know, the big folks in the pond, you're talking about the Expedias and the Hotwires and Travelocity, that are owning, you know, huge chunks of that space and are owning relationships with hotels all around the world, so it's tough to sort of make a dent. And because travel wasn't really our domain, we weren't 100% sure how we would actually approach that. One of the ways that we actually did end up approaching it is actually partnering with Expedia, which was helpful in a lot of ways because we got a lot of their domain expertise. But in a lot of ways, a product owner, as somebody who was trying to work with a team of talented engineers to develop something new, develop a new product, that was definitely different because, you know, if you look at what our business sort of stood for, it was getting people out into their sort of own backyards and their own neighborhoods experiencing new things. Now you have this travel concept. Well, and the idea ties in nicely, I think, which is like, you know, we want you to experience local, but local doesn't always have to be in your own backyard. It could be in someone else's backyard. It could be in a destination. The idea being like, you know, I want you to be able to not only get a hotel in Paris, but I want you to also have 3 or 4 things to do in Paris, all of which are, you know, at an incredible discount, an unbeatable discount. And I think that if we can accomplish that, you know, we may be, I think, the only business in the world today that does that effectively. I think others have tried, but if you look at the other offerings, what we have is you'll buy something on an online travel agency like Expedia, and you'll buy a hotel in Paris, and all of a sudden you'll get a deal to maybe go tour the Eiffel Tower or take a bus ride around the city. But what you won't necessarily get is that local wine and cheese shop down the street, or that couple's massage, or the local vineyard that only the locals sort of go to because it's kind of hidden away. Those are things that are special, and that's really what I think unlocks a city's potential. And so I think if we can do that, not only do we stay true to our brand, but we offer something new. But getting back to your original question, that's definitely a challenge. This isn't necessarily our domain. It's uncharted territory for us. But we, you know, it's something that we feel is super important.
And so I think, you know, as you talked about, one of the things is like partnering with Expedia, who does have that domain expertise, and, you know, leveraging what they know and what you know and creating this new offering, seems really smart and probably kind of more of the model of how companies like yours will need to be going forward in the future, is, you know, don't necessarily build everything yourself, but really actually engage partners and do alliances that help you build this integrated value proposition, really.
Right, sure.
And which kind of leads me to my last question. You know, as you work with these partners and as you acquire new companies, you know, how do you ensure that the people who are working on your business, whether it be your employees or your partners, how do you ensure that they understand your vision and kind of where you're going?
Well, I think it's a really good question, and you know, I mean, I think it's you know, where sometimes you see acquisitions go wrong is that, you know, you're acquiring for sort of talent or acquiring for product. You know, there's something special about this acquisition that you think is going to make your business better. But the question is, like, how aligned? I mean, I think that at Groupon and I think at other companies like, you know, Google, for example, you set a very high bar for the people that you bring on, and not just in terms of talent, but also culture, like in terms of cultural fit. And I think it's important that sort of those same values, that same bar is applied for any type of acquisition, because ultimately, you're not just acquiring the resources of that company, but you're acquiring the people. You're acquiring sort of personalities. And I think that everybody needs to be aligned. That's one thing. Second of all, I think that, you know, because, you know, there's sort of a mission in the company to really just make life less boring and to help people discover new things. That art of discovery, I think, is a big enough space where we find a lot of startups that just share that passion, and it's awesome. It's awesome to see. You know, you talk to founders that have been trying to go at it, but go at it in their own way. You know, we bought a product called Breadcrumb not too long ago, based in New York, and their founder Seth is just this amazing guy who wanted to solve the problem of, you know, places like restaurants that need to use these archaic systems to basically record your order. You know, if you order dinner, if you order drinks, just these archaic systems that they need to navigate through. And you built a much more sophisticated sort of way to do that, but also a much simpler way of doing that via an iPad service. And, you know, if you talk to Seth, though, like, his mission, the reason that he decided to start out with this business, was really just because, you know, he wanted to improve the way that we go out, the way that we enjoy physical experiences in our own neighborhoods. And that's what we believe in as well. And so I guess what makes it for the acquisition side of it and the hiring side of it, what makes it awesome is that there's this whole body of people that share our mission. There's this whole body of people that share our passion. And that makes sort of getting culturally aligned a lot easier.
Neat. Well, Sunil, this has been great. Thank you so much for our conversation. For my listeners, you can connect with Sunil on Twitter. His handle is simply Sunil, which is S-U-N-E-E-L. And thanks, Sunil, for giving us a little bit of a peek behind the curtain at Groupon.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.